Sloss and Humphreys on the road.
Muggins and cream, cream and muggins, straight thuggin', living the dream.
And that's our intro.
Fucking muggles.
Tickling the clit inside your head that makes you laugh. They said it can't be done.
Are we in the same seats?
That's hack.
Oh, muggles.
Accidental rim job in the park.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Or am I just being cynical?
Just muggled it up on fucking Mugglepedia.
Where have you been since 9/11?
Hi, Daniel, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. End the podcast?
Hi.
Right, see you next week.
Well, no, I mean, lockdown's over, so we can just hang out now.
Oh, it fucking is and all, man. It actually is. So since that fucking that stunt the government have been playing with just like one rule for them, one rule for us, I think.
Did you start then? Did you accidentally say stunt?
Stunt.
Well, I don't close.
Stunt the government's fault. So I went for a walk with Natalie in London Fields. I sent you a photo of it. It was like fucking Glastonbury.
Aye.
But everyone's still staying alert.
Everyone, oh well, that's like the main thing.
Two meter in. But like, you had to like wander around the park to find the 2 meters. You know what I mean? If you wanted to join,
like a human minefield, like a human field, a field.
Aye. So like, you could stick within the realms of 2 meters and staying safe and sunbathing in the park.
Aye.
But So.
But were you? The question is, were you tutting the entire time? Were you walking through, being like, "Say it's."
I was taking photos, going, "Look at these people," while being one of them people.
Aye. Well, that's the key thing. It's the you've got to partake in the hypocrisy.
But I had no choice but to sit down on the field because there was a bar open. And it was serving outside, and you could go and get a pint, like an actual pint, and take.
Well, like a pint that you didn't pour yourself.
Like a draft pint, like my first pint of beer in fucking 10 weeks.
And how was it?
I had millions of them. So I felt like it did feel like lockdown was over. It was like the fucking lockdown's over party, even though still socially distanced. Obviously, there was a public public bathroom to stop the park being flooded with piss. And everybody just self-policed it 2 meters apart, one in, one out. And those coppers can run on horses and all that to fucking make sure I wasn't like getting silly. It was all right. I was good. It definitely felt like the first stage of reintegration, even though it didn't really reintegrate.
Yeah, and even though nobody's told you to do that yet, it really feels like the first step of a manoeuvre that nobody's told you to do yet.
Aye, of a rebellion.
It was a very, very civilised, it's very, very civilised utter disobedience. That's what it is.
Or with the fucking vague go out, don't go out, fucking get the bus, don't get the bus, vague ass.
Oh no,
fucking,
of course, yeah.
You can figure your own interpretation. Because I stayed alert, so, and I stayed socially distant. So by the letter of the law, even though I would have said,
wait, hold on, wait. You stayed what distance? Socially distant.
I stayed socially distant.
Is that what we've meant to be doing? For 10 weeks, I've been being emotionally distant with Cara.
Ah.
Fuck.
Oh, man. This is going to take some explaining.
I think so. To be fair, I was emotionally distant, but while hugging her.
Yeah, what's going to be funny now is you're going to be really, like, sweet and soppy, but, like, on the other side of the couch.
just heckling over like that other character in Home Improvement. What's the guy?
Is that the guy who pops over the fence?
Ah, you never fully see his face. I think he's dead in real life, actually.
Is he?
Ah, I guess how they buried him. Just top eyes sticking out.
That's when he come down kicks in.
Explain to me. I'm living vicariously through you. Tell me more about the outdoor pubs and being outdoors. And
so it's called Pub in the Park.
Aye.
I've been there before to watch a match. Remember when football used to be on? I watched an FA Cup game there. I think it was a couple of years back. I watched Tottenham versus Man United. So I knew it existed, but I totally forgot where it was. And when we were walking by, I was like, oh, that's Pub in the Park. That's where we went when Demas was here for the half marathon.
when you completed it.
Yeah, when he'd come for the marathon, when he was in the London half marathon.
And complete it.
And complete it. And yeah, he got a medal. So yeah, I was like, that's the thing. And then I was like, is that a, because it looked like the queue from Asda, you know, the queue in Asda is like fucking 2 meters apart and people there. I was like, is that a queue for the sort of supermarket next to me? I was like, that's a queue for the fucking pub. And there was just a couple of lassies with a like trestle table, like on a car boot sale, were fucking going behind, pulling the paint, serving you. Fucking, I just did. I went out for a walk. I'd ran 5 kilometers in 20 minutes and 19 seconds that morning. I was feeling pretty healthy. I had no designs on hanging one on and fucking getting cunted.
Aye,
but you can't let an opportunity let that pass you by.
So I mean, all I know is that you go. I don't watch any of your social media. I don't actually need to go on social media much because thankfully Cara consumes all of it and then just gives me all the tidbits and all the.
Oh, nice!
Bits.
That's good. That's you've got like a filter.
It's so good, man. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still. I'm not. That's not my way of being. Like she's on her phone more than I am. Oh. I'm also on my phone a lot. But she's just got this. I've got the meme side of things covered. I look for those. She looks for the gossip, and then we just summarize for each other.
That's good because that's like I do that with Natalie. She doesn't get on Facebook or Twitter, but if there's anything good, like she doesn't miss a Frankie Boyle tweet or like that because I'll just fucking screen cap them and send them when I'm right next to her. You want to miss this?
It's a smart type of farming online. There's so much information out there, and go for none of the useful ones. Just make sure that you're both bringing in heavy crops of utter shite gossip and memes. I think it's a healthy way to go through it. So I know, the only thing I know is that you got so drunk that you missed knitting.
I slept in for work.
But here's my thing. How did you start day drinking and how did you stay up till 7 a.m?
Because on the way back home, I went and got a packet of cigarettes.
Oh, there we go. Right. Okay, I figured.
and a bag of I got some bottles of beer, actually there's still some in the fridge, and well, I already had some wine in.
Aye.
Well, I already got some bourbon from Jim Beam on the balcony.
Aye.
And just fucking hung one on, just stayed up until I fucking passed out.
Just you?
Yeah, me and Natalie, she fucking got on it now, and she fucking just hurt her arm.
How?
Because
trying to wank off a coke dick.
We're off camera doing couples challenges and that.
Oh, aye.
Just like for the crack, not for the likes.
Not for just the gram, just for the gram of your heart.
We're doing little challenges, and one of them was on the pull-up rail. Threaded my feet through, like, so I'm hanging from the pull-out rail, I thread my feet through, so my arms like kind of get twisted back over, and then they pull up and touch the top of the door frame on my bum. And I told Natalie to have a go of that, and she just kept on going, like, you know, once she went threading through, she didn't try and control it or do a pull up, she just, her legs kept on going until her arms were just unnaturally bent and she just kept a hold of it. Oh. I was like, let go. and then she was like, ooh, my arm's sore, and I didn't really make much of a fuss about it.
That was nice of you.
I was just like, of course it's sore, you see what you just did. But if it wasn't sore, you're an Avenger. So because I didn't make that much of a fuss of it after 5 minutes, she dropped her knees. She's not going to thank us for sharing this. She dropped her knees and did like a cartoonish cry, like, oh, I'm so sore. and openly sobbed about her arm, which I laughed at because that was pretty.
Do you ever listen to these podcasts back and listen to how you come across as a husband?
But come on, that's pretty funny as far as spectacles go. You know, like, you're just having a drunken laugh with your lass and just drops to her knees. Like,
Well, I mean, from one perspective, but from another perspective, when you put your arm and twice and both their husbands just laughed in your fucking face.
And I didn't want to run over to them. Like, you know, if a kid trips and falls and you run over to them, they'll, like, start crying more.
Aye.
So, I just went, come on. You'd be all right. And I had a little look of it. I made a sling out of my pyjamas. I got me nice Ralph Lauren ones.
Aye.
I made a sling. So she had her arm on a sling all night. And
just in the same hammock that fucking holds your ball sack in your gooch.
With less stress on it. That's on the fabric. So I'm in a little sling. I give her a Postman Pat sticker, pat her on the head, pour her another shot.
Why? Because you were about to come.
So it's just really sore. Like it's still a bit sore. A couple of days later, like I probably should have made more of a fuss at the time, but
I obviously
just make
at one point the pain was too much for her. She fell down and started crying, and you just continued to laugh at her. And you're like, hey, when a child does this, this is what you do. Yeah, well, guess what? Your wife is 47, so
whoa,
roughly. I'm rounding down. Up.
Up slightly. So. Yeah, she could get like it was just like sore when she put her above her head. I've torn my rotator cuff before, and I think it's like a mild version of that because like mine I couldn't get my arm above my head at all for like a month or so. It was absolutely fucking spangled, and she seems to have the same soreness, but it's got like more of a range of motion. She can get her hand up, but it's a bit tentative and like ooh. So I think it's like she's. Like, she's got a sore rotator cuff. I wouldn't say it's torn because she's going to be too much motion, but she's got to look after it. Like,
So your wife hurt herself.
So it was like in the morning when I found out that it was a legit injury. Like, as
okay. Just to clarify what happened, your wife injured herself. You laughed at her. You gave her no sympathy. Later on. I'm not finished. Later on. In an act that she would not want you to just said on the podcast, she fell down to the ground and started crying. You then also laughed at her. Then you came on this podcast and started talking about mainly how the injury's not as bad as she said it is. Just coming up and being like, it's your exact word for like, you know, they say when I tore my rotator cuff, but a very minor version of that.
Aye, so, but like, man, it's like, as much as I'm making light of it, my heart fucking does bleed when, like, it's such, I hate it when she's in pain because she's such a pussy. Like, it's so pitiful that, like, heaven forbid anything, like, actually happened to her. My heart would fucking break if anything did happen to her. It's like, I would take that pain if I could. It'd just show how to, like, gang on like a man. I'm being a dick. Like, really, like, she doesn't deal with pain well. If we ever do fucking make the decision to have children, like, she's not going to enjoy that one bit, like. That's meant a knack.
Well, no, I mean, they say it does.
If she can take it, like...
I didn't believe
any of them if Natalie just does it with ease.
I just like you've seen all like we've watched nature documentaries. You've seen animals give birth.
I've actually seen a lamb being born in real life
the entire fucking time.
I watched a lamb drop out of a sheep, the sheep just like plopped out another one straight after, and I was just looking at the guy, and that sheep like is still chewing cud.
Aye.
Doesn't give a fuck, need morphine.
I think
anyone, it's like, actually, mopping its sweat off its brow.
I think it's an absolute. It's the only conspiracy I believe in is that it doesn't hurt that much because it's the only thing we can't prove.
Aye.
Because they know it, they're just all in cahoots.
Just to take their word for it.
Aye.
I mean, they do a fucking good job of pulling off, like, I mean, not that I'm saying that, I've only seen it in film. Like, I've seen the day do a good job of pulling it off. I can't say I've ever seen a woman giving birth ever. It may be a fucking doddle, and then Hollywood just like brushes it up a bit.
Well, I mean, that's the thing.
Puts
you,
a bit of drama on it. A backing track of screams.
When Natalie, when she gives birth, would you be down that end?
What, the business end?
Aye.
Aye. You gotta have a look at that, like.
No, you fucking don't.
You gotta have a deek at that.
Why?
Just like fucking morbid curiosity.
No, but I don't have morbid curiosity when it comes to the person I love. I've only got like sexual curiosity.
If that's happening down there, right? The fucking the human that is made together is just fucking like horror movie tearing itself out of your wife's body.
Aye.
Like. You kind of miss that.
Yeah, you can. Quite easily.
Weird. You've got to have, like, even if you just like, just have a look at me. Yeah.
Nah, I like it. But everyone that's like, it's beautiful. I'm like, I don't think it is beautiful. I just think you're so trotty. You just have to say it's beautiful because you obviously the woman's in labour. You can't mug her off and be like,
It's not even the miracle of it just being your child and all that, right? Like, if you, Daniel Sloss, was to have a baby push its head out of your arse, I'd look at that.
No, well, I don't think I'd want you to.
Of course you wouldn't. I wouldn't be able to stop looking. I'd be like, fucking hell, you've seen that. I would be like, I would want to watch that and your face at the same time. Like, it's a good job I'm bung-eyed. It'd be one eye watching the baby coming out of your ass and the other eye just looking at your fucking horrified expression. So
you're telling me when Natalie gives birth, you're going down there to look at both of their faces?
I would be like fucking just between the two, just looking at her face, looking at the kid's head.
I'll stay up at the screaming end and just, I'll be there emotionally. I'll be like, I'm here to support you. I hope you're doing okay. And like the doctor and everyone else who has a fucking medical license can be down the other end.
Are you taking your switch?
Aye.
You're knitting.
I just happened to
like in the maternity ward with knitting needles.
bit late for that, sir. No. Just when the child's born, just start knitting in the umbilical cord.
Just knit a couple of stitches in when she's torn.
I don't think Cody was always, because Cody was giving me a hard time ages ago. He was like, I told him that I don't think I'd like to be down the business end. Yeah, and he was like, he was one of these people. He was like, oh man, you got to see it. It's the miracle of life. And I'm like, no, I don't think you do. I don't think you have to see it.
Did he go and have a look, did he?
Absolutely. Yeah. And he vouches for it. He's like, it's amazing. Like, you don't. It's like, he was being very Milo about it. Like, there was a lot of Milo sentences leaving his mouth.
Aye.
Like, a lot of things like, he's like, no. But you've got to be down there so you can fully appreciate the strength of your wife. And you go, no, like, I'll accept that pregnancy is the most difficult thing in the world. I'll take their word. Despite my earlier joke, I will take their word for it. I believe them. Don't need the evidence.
I've seen the cunt trying to do a pull-up.
But what kind of... I would say maybe it's actually worse to be like Nick Cody and Milo McCabe. The fact that they're down the other end. How condescending is that? They don't believe that their wife were in that much pain. They had to double-check.
I've got to check this. I'm not being fooled for this. Like, it's like looking up the magician's sleeve. It's gotta be smoking mirrors.
Oh my god!
Just think like they're holding the blanket up, and then a baby comes out. That gives luck. Cody though, it was brave for Cody to go down the business end because he's got quite a big Swede, so like genetically, he's expecting a bloodbath.
Aye. He's got a big noggin. He's a proper sniper's dream.
That is it. Because he's got a good size chassis on him and all. Like, he's got the thorax to prop it up. It's not like he's just dwarf proportions. He's just like
his head's a sniper's dream and his fucking body is a rocket launcher's dream.
Grenadier's dream.
A tank's wet dream.
So this weekend it was Natalie took today and yesterday off as well, so it was like a proper the first time she's been taking advantage of the lockdown.
Aye.
Like, she's on hold at the same time I'm off. We've had like Friday through till today all off, so
did she stay up till 7 a.m. as well time.
Huh? Aye,
fucking hell.
Oh, got on it, probably got on it. Listen to some Meatloaf in that. Sat in the balcony, smoked a deck of Camels.
I'll tell you what I did the other day. I'll tell you what I did Monday. I made marijuana butter.
Oh, how was that? Because how do you even know the dosage?
Well, so that's
Talk us through it.
The fun game. So Reese Nicholson of homosexuality fame. And
another one.
Aye. And his...
We all do.
Aye. And his lovely partner, Kyron, we just messaged them the other day because we're doing that thing that I imagine most people do in lockdown at some point, which is you really want to Zoom someone and even though you've got an infinite amount of free time, you're also just like, we'll do it at some point next week. And then you just don't because you forget and time difference and whatnot.
Mate, I had a... not to derail the story, but I had a bit of a tragic day. You know when I was telling you when I tried to rewind my running headphones that called the last person I dialed?
Aye.
I nearly prank called you today because the last person I dialed was this podcast. That was really sad for me. I was like, oh no.
I've not been that sociable.
Nah. So yeah, they eventually done the Zoom call after 10 weeks with you guys.
We still haven't done it.
Oh.
No. So it's just, I was literally just while we were organising it, Reese was saying that he'd started making cannabis butter. And I was like, how hard is it? And he goes, the process he was doing, which was like the real process where I think, you know, he milked the marijuana cows himself. He was like, but it's good, but there's just this machine. It's called the herbal butter machine. You just buy that. It's apparently way better. So I was just like, well, fuck, I'll just do that. So I bought that and then I had to buy like a half an ounce of weed. So what you do is the guy, you're obviously meant to like work out the dosage, like you're meant to know the strain of weed that you've got. But because we're in the United Kingdom and you, instead of buying drugs in a drugstore, you buy them off a drug dealer, I have no idea the type of weed I'm buying sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Don't know the strain.
It's like you wouldn't go into an off license and go, one booze, please.
Aye. And I'll just drink. But that's what I was absolutely doing with the weed. So you stick it in the oven, the weed, at like 120 for a bit. For about 20 minutes, and that's just to activate the THC.
So weed in the oven, dry roasted.
All right, dry roasted, but under foil. And then you stick it in this machine along with some, I can't remember the name of the unclarified butter and some fucking sunflower resin. And then you just press a button and it churns it for like 2 hours. So
how much is this machine?
What?
How much is the machine?
The one I think it was about 150.
You get them online?
Yeah.
You didn't go into the shop.
No. My favourite thing about the machine is called the Magical Butter Machine. And the brilliant thing about the Magical Butter Machine is that it's very clearly for marijuana. It's obvious, it's very clearly to make weed butter with it. But because they sell it in multiple countries, they cannot market it as a weird thing. So even in the instructions, it's just them using any other word than marijuana.
So it's like Papa's being called room odorizer or LP cleaner. Yeah,
the whole thing is like, when you just take your collection of herbs and do not pre-grind your foliage, and you're like, Jesus Christ, somebody got a thesaurus.
Yes, so it's just alluding to it. Aye. What a fucking ridiculous world that we live in. That has to be the case.
But anyway, so it does that. You press the button. It churns it for like fucking 2 hours. And then you just get the fucking molds that you want it into. So ended up pouring into those. I made about fucking, I think it was about 10 mini bars. But obviously we're looking at them going, I've no idea how strong that is. I've no idea how strong the weed is. I've no idea how strong this is. I've no idea how well I've done it. So whether I fucked the potency or whether I've not, I've got no idea what any of this fucking means. So I just said to Cara, yes. I was like, make some cracknell. Like, she makes very good cracknell. It's my favourite thing. Nice. And she was like, how many sticks do you think?
Pork cracknell.
What?
Pork.
No. Cracknell is, it's like this, it's
like pork scratchings, eh?
No. It's this. It's a dessert that you get at fucking primary schools up in Scotland. And when I say that, I mean, Cara likes it so much that she went on the Aberdeen City Council website to find out whatever the school's recipe for this was.
Nice. That's how we did that with shit balls, or shit balls, we call them.
I think you've heard of shit. So yeah, she makes this thing called cracknell, and we'll just like stick three of the butter things in there and just see what happens.
So you made butter sticks. They weren't eat these butter sticks. They were used as butter in baking.
Yeah. They're butter. Yeah.
When you're baking, do you not have the same amount of butter, sugar, and flour? Is that like the mix, like the mix of that?
I think it depends what type of thing you're making and how fluffy you want the fucking cake.
So you would wear the butter, then wear the sugar and the flour to match. I'm not an experienced baker.
I'm going to learn, because now we've got these fucking sticks of butter, so I'm obviously just there going like, what else can we do? Like, you can make little muffins. Like, I had weed peanut butter on toast.
Great.
Like, just spread the butter onto some toast and then some put peanut butter on the top, and didn't get the dosage right on it. It felt like a little bit kick out of it, but like,
that must have been a weird thing. Never after having peanut butter on toast have I been having that 45 minutes waiting for it to kick in. It's like, this isn't the emotion that follows peanut butter.
It's, that's a very good point, but I want to do it with more, man. Like, if it's butter and this, you know, it's quite easy to fucking make this stuff. I'm like, what else do I kind of put? It doesn't have to be cakes. Like, you could do, could you make, like, butter chicken?
Yeah, I guess so. How much butter do you use on butter chicken? It might be that you use it sparingly, you might need. Oh, this is a question I wanted to ask about it. Does your house stink?
No, well, when you're baking it, yes. Like,
right, because I was going to say, if you put weed open on the coffee table, it stinks the house out.
Aye.
Or at least the immediate vicinity. Now, I imagine if you're just popping it in the oven for an hour or so.
You're only putting it in there for about 20 minutes. You're not trying to get any smoke or anything off it. But yes, it does create a little bit of a smell, but not as much as you think it would.
Ah, because I've been putting cauliflower in the Ninja air fryer with a bit of spices and that. And
I'm sorry, what sentence did you just fucking say to me?
Air fry cauliflower.
What?
I use the Ninja air fryer.
I think you've told me about this, but I still don't think I understand how you can air fry something.
Well, it's like deep frying it in fat, but without the fat. It's like a small.
Aye, but do you understand like why that makes no sense to me? That's like saying it's like swimming but without water.
Yeah, I guess it's like a. It's like the George Foreman grill response to frying.
Okay.
Like, it's like the tabletop way of frying something, but without.
So is it just like a fucking really, really bright hot light, or that is it? What?
Mate, I don't know. I'll put my phone on record and pop it in there.
Do? I mean,
Look and watch the footage back and just see what's up.
Anyway, you'd run out of all the nice, delicious things to try. So you thought to yourself, I'm going to fucking air fry cauliflower.
Delicious. Lovely. I also made mac and cheese the other day. Well, Natalie did. I watched. You know, that was nice. But anyway, the air frying the cauliflower, like, your house smells of cauliflower for a bit. So imagine with a weed, because that's more pungent than a cauliflower.
Yes, like, don't worry, definitely. Like, I've got a big house, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, you can ventilate it quite easily. You can side wall.
Aye, we've got a kitchen with a window right beside it that opens up and... anyway, so I was very sort of nervous, not nervous, but I'm just sitting there going, this is so stupid. I don't know what the dosage of any of this is. So I'll do it first and see what it is. But, you know, you're never going to know how long, because edibles are so weird, man. You don't know if it's going to take 30 minutes to kick in or whether it's going to take 2 hours. You don't know if it's going to last.
Oh, there you go. Deal with it on Tuesday.
Aye. We nailed it the fucking first time.
Great.
Every single aspect of it.
Sometimes you've got to be bold and go for it, don't you? If I fuck it up, I fuck it up. It doesn't matter.
What a fucking turn of events it was. So I took a bit of cracknel yesterday, got stoned off my face, went to play Dungeons and Dragons with Gareth and the Scotch Boys, and then left Cullen and Cara to make, we've got a barbecue. So I was like, you can just make that.
I saw that. You've got a proper barbecue now after the shame you felt from that last tinfoil tray.
No. We knew exactly what that was.
Like, but after the American barbecue, I saw you talking about the knitting thing where, like, you were making them step up about the whiskey.
Aye.
Because you were going, like, look, that's not a barbecue. And, like, I've seen a proper barbecue now.
And even then, I think a lot of Texas people would rightfully... Even with the barbecue we've just bought, probably look down on it compared to, I imagine, the shit they've got over there. But just before they... It's like,
but when you're in Scotland, how often can you get it out? You know, like... You're catering for a couple of times a year. It's not like a lifestyle like it is in the hot countries.
Aye, well, but the thing is, it could be though. Like, it's just purely for fucking like choice that you don't. I mean, the Scandic people. The thing I love about Scandinavians and all those countries so much is when it's cold, they still do shit outside. But and they just go. There are bars outside. There are cafes outside. There are restaurants. There's outside seating in restaurants because they just put them. Aye. And I'm just like, aye, the times we were in fucking Amsterdam in November and they still let you go down the canals, they just hand out blankets and you go, aye, this is good. I don't mind being outside when it's cold.
Yeah, just deal with the elements.
Aye, so I'm hoping.
But it's whinging Brits.
I just think we're used to it. I think we associate, because our summers are so fucking short and shite, we just sort of, Oh no! Maybe they're not that long. Maybe it's because in the Scandic countries, because it's colder for so much more of the year.
Yeah, they just cater more for.
Yeah, they just cater it. Whereas we're in that because we fucking for some reason we model ourselves on America over Europeans because we are for some reason Britain prefers American than Europeans. So because the Americans they've got really long fucking summers and whatnot. We'll just do what they do and they're inside now.
But we've got such a small window of opportunity to do what they do.
I really, because we bought this fucking barbecue and we bought this garden furniture. I hope that we actually fucking use it during the winter. It's got a fire pit on it, mate. I mean, that's an excuse to sit outside, isn't it?
It's got a fire pit.
With the furniture we bought, we've also got a fire pit. Anyway, I've been distracted. Nice. What were we talking about recently?
Talking about Piggy made the barbecue.
Aye. No. So Cullen's edible kicked in within 20 fucking minutes. And
same edibles.
Yeah. Well, because with an edible, you're like, it's going to kick in an hour. And the barbecue says it takes an hour to build. So this is perfect. By the time we've built the barbecue, I'll just start getting high. Opposite happened. Got high after 20 minutes. And then Cara had to... And we were talking about it last week, when your sexism kicks in on the inside, you know it's a bad thought, but it still comes in anyway.
And then you say it out loud because I didn't say it out loud,
but I'm happy to... Well, not happy to admit this, but I will admit this. When she was like, I'll make the barbecue, I'm like, there's not a chance. There's not a chance. And not the fact that she can't build things. Like, I would trust her with IKEA furniture, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you've got to wire up the gas yourself. Like... through all the things. You could literally set up the hob, set up the whole thing, wire it. She's not going to do that.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because anybody that knows me and Natalie will know that Natalie would be the most proficient at building and setting up a barbecue out of the two of us. But I would still go into it as like the, I've got this, babe.
I'm the man. That's it. I've got that with everything. Despite the fact that I'm the person that is stoned most of the time and doesn't read instructions properly.
Yeah, like, it has no patience.
Before she started building it, Cara did something I've never done in my life. Before building the barbecue, get this, she read the entire instruction manual first.
I mean, it seems smart when you say it,
she knew
but
it was going to happen.
But who does that? At least give it a shot first.
To be fair, I think that's a lot like when she Googles the end of movies. I'm like, you're ruining it for yourself.
Yeah. I am always trying to figure out the pieces before I even think about looking at it. And then Natalie will just be getting the instructions and not touching the stuff. And then she obviously comes to the conclusion way quicker than I would.
Aye. Do you reckon they must have...
bashing them together. But like a monkey with two bits of fucking rock and a stick. Just...
What sexism do you reckon they have about us then?
What do they have about us?
Like what's something that they wouldn't like when they're like, there's no way these boys would be good at this. Probably nothing for two reasons. One, we knitted them a jumper last year, and two, they're better people than us.
People might think that were the knitting was a real step out of what gender profiling.
Aye,
that was. What just assumptions do they make that they think they probably deep down think they're better than us at everything because they kind of are. They might assume it to be strong. I think like a lot of lasses might like assume their husband to be like just ingrained in them to be able to step up in a fight, whereas he might be like just because he's a man means he might be like absolutely intimidated by conflict and really fucking shitting himself at the thought of being punched in the face.
Oh yeah, I can talk for myself.
But if they come into a position of conflict, they might have this ingrained sexism where they feel like they can just step behind and to the left and just stand behind them and let them deal with the conflict. They might just in the back of their mind go, oh, there's a man here, it's fine. And the man might be going, oh my fucking God, I wish there was a man here.
No, I don't think Cara. I don't think Cara would ever look at anyone starting a fight and be like, oh, Daniel's got this. I don't think we've been.
Should be like, phew, I can outrun Daniel.
The thing is, you can't.
She can't outrun you.
No, I'd have to pick her up.
I would have thought that Kara would have, like, I think because you'd probably be a bit more powerful off the blocks, you could outrun her on, like, a short distance. But I would have thought that Kara could outrun you over long distance.
No, she's like me. Oh, maybe over long distances, because I know she does. She does go in the fucking treadmill. I don't know.
And she weighs nothing. It would not be hard to run Kara. It, like, far, if you were Kara.
It depends where the wind's going, doesn't it?
It would be easy to get here from A to B. You wouldn't need to put much energy in.
I think what you
fat cunt.
I was just saying, what she really needs to do one day is to put on a bunch of weight and then lose it really fast, so she's got fucking bingo wings, and then any race she goes into, she can just turn into a wee flying squirrel.
Aye, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Just fluctuates. If she fluctuates in her weight like Christian Bale does just once, she could be the next step in the evolution.
Just to get the skin mass. Just get a good bit of skin mass. Lose the weight real quick, so she's still got the skin. And then that would work.
I just see why I wouldn't.
She might even be able to flap it.
Oh,
get a little bit of lift.
No, because there'd be no, because it's a flap. There would need to be some bone protrusion that would make the flap taut
for a bit of skeleton within it.
Aye, it needs to be taut for flapping to work. Otherwise, it's just flapping in the wind. It's like
you might as well
be a lady at that point.
You might need a modifier with a few lollipop sticks and some sellotape.
Just fucking staple a badminton racket one way to just drill it into her arm downwards.
Staple it in. Bite down on this belt, baby. I'm just going to stay for a badminton racket and a bingo wing.
I'm trying to see
who said romance was dead. Who said romance was dead? I'm gonna see if you can fly. Look, I had an edible and I've had this idea.
Come on, you always say we don't do enough together. You say I've been emotionally distant all this time. Now I want to work. Come on.
And you walk in for the badminton rack and just like, ooh, he wants to play badminton.
Nope. Gonna staple this into your bingo wings so I can throw you like a paper airplane. Anyway, my point is the edibles are good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Right. When do you reckon we'll be able to come up to Scotland? When do you think that level of
Well, I mean, look, like, I'm going to tell you the truthful answer. Publicly, you and I will see each other again in 3 months' time. Privately and not on social media, I'll see you in the next couple of weeks.
Do you think so? Do you think it's getting like that?
I'm sorry. Look.
Do you think I just hire a con guy and test my eyesight for a fucking few hundred miles?
The fact that Dominic Cummings hasn't apologised, and the fact that he's not been fired, and just this whole thing, nobody's going to give a shit anymore, and it's all over.
Aye, they've well and truly fucked that. Like, what the fuck? Just step up. Just go and look. I'm fucking human, the same as the rest. Yeah, I fucking panicked. They're making everybody else feel like fucking assholes for missing their mother's funeral. You know what I mean? Like, people are going, oh, I'm the dick for not seeing my granddaughter for the first fucking 10 weeks of her life. I'm the dickhead. So it's just like, I'm not that angry at them. I'm frustrated. I think they're assholes. But I'm not angry at them because I haven't missed a huge major life event or dealt with any trauma because of the rules. If I had stuck to the rules during that, like a lot of people have, I would physically hate anybody that defends them with every fibre in my being. I would physically hate every person that got on Facebook and started trying to fucking stick up for them. I would mark their name down and go, that person is fucking dead to us. At the minute, I just find them a bit cunty and like they're just backing their man through thick and thin.
It's really just fucking shit. Like it's the whole argument being like he's just being human. You go, no, like this is an elected official. Like it's the point is they have to be better than us.
Aye.
Like set a fucking example and they have to be fucking held accountable. That's the entire point of a government.
Different look at me for an example, having a fucking pint in the park. I'm a retired clown. If your livelihood was in my hands, fucking better believe I'd fucking be a role model. Like
it's the best
fucking expectation from the cunts. And the whole like this the one thing people have like stepped to the defense, this has riled me, right, is people have stepped to his defense, right, but like going, oh, what happened to Be Kind? Think about Caroline Flack. Look what happened to her, right? And I'm like, no, Caroline Flack was an entertainer who owed you fucking nothing.
Aye.
Nada. She owed you fuck all. And her decisions didn't put your life at risk and your livelihood in jeopardy. So these guys, don't be kind to them. Be fucking angry at them and stand up to them. Obviously, don't fucking abuse them. Don't, like, call them cunts, but, like, don't threaten them. And all that stuff. You kind of condone that. But absolutely be angry and different be kind.
No. I mean, at this point in time, I truly believe that now that we're entering the very, very late stages of capitalism, the only way for it to change is to drag the billionaires from their houses and guillotine them.
I just chop their heads off in the street.
I'm not suggesting people do
just
it.
Like
I'm
the Saudis that are buying Newcastle.
I'm not suggesting people do it. I'm not condoning it. And I think that'll be the end of the world. But I'm just saying the only way we'll ever beat this system globally across the world is to behead all the billionaires. Like, it's capitalism, man. Got them.
Yeah.
When the government officials are doing things for corporations over the human people, you've just got to guillotine everyone that's got the money and just have another go. Give socialism a bash.
They're being fucking found out, these cunts. They're getting found out how fucking out of touch they are, how fucking elitist they are, how much they've got, like, one rule for them and another rule for us proles. And I think like, the world's going to turn on them. I'm fucking chuffed it's them. I'm glad another government didn't get in and had to fucking deal with this shit. I'm chuffed. Like, even though they're fucking dangerous in charge, like, fuck.
No, man.
You know, when you look at the world's leaders and go, oh, this fucking Donald Trump, that Brazilian cunt, the fucking Boris Johnson and his fucking weird mix. You know, Michael Gove and fucking Jacob Rees-Morgan. How the fuck are they, you guys, right? And you look at that guy, these fucking pack of cunts ruling the world. And then you see this happening, you go, ha, fucking take that, you bastard. Take that.
But I don't think it's affecting them.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely don't think they give a fucking shit.
That's true. I mean, they're being found out.
I promise you they'll win the next election.
Do you think they're going to get away with it? Do you think 100%.
Donald Trump's going to get away with everything he's done, and the Tory government are going to get away with everything they've done. And it's because of we have this conversation every week. The media.
I love that as well. The fucking a lot of the Tories were turning on the media and calling the media poisonous and all that. And I was like, oh, you have noticed that new, have you? Uh-huh. Finally, it doesn't suit your narrative. Finally, the stuff you read in the media doesn't suit your fucking fanciful little narrative. So you've decided now it's poisonous.
I remember at the start. Remember at the start of the thought this, where we thought, you know what, maybe this is the one thing that will unite the left and the right. You know, maybe this is the big one. Thing like it's because this is a global pandemic and it's affecting the entire fucking world. Maybe the right and the left can cross the middle and shake each other's hands. And then in America, the right wing were like, we're not wearing masks. And you're like, how have you made this a political issue? How have you made health and safety a fucking political issue?
Yes. There's still very much a divide, like, there's no coming in. Saying that, I think a lot of people that, like, because this is the thing, a lot of people went over to Tory because they didn't like Jeremy Corbyn because of the same media that they're not enjoying at the minute. Had fucking painted him in a specific way that made them think he was a fucking threat to national security and that he was a fucking terrorist sympathiser or whatever the fuck it was. And he was so shit that he couldn't deal with it. He's gone now. They don't need to be Tories anymore. They were Tories as a protest. So they're going to lose all them lot. They're going to lose all the people that just fucking were like Tory tourists just to get rid of somebody that saws the fucking villain, the comic book villain.
No, because they'll just make whoever the next one is the villain. Like, it's just, it's the fucking, it's the Murdochs and it's the fact that, you know,
it's a
the news
panto.
Is owned by four people.
It's such a shame that it's a panto. Should be a fucking, it should be such
a... That's what I'm saying, man. We drag them out of the houses and we guillotine them.
Aye, that's... Do over,
it's the only. It's the only way, and I'm again not condoning it, not suggesting we do it. I'm just telling you, it's the only.
I'm just
only
demanding way. It.
I'm just. I'm leading the charge. But in regards to when you want to come up, genuinely, fucking whenever, none of it matters anymore. Fuck them.
Yeah, well, the transport's an issue. We don't have a car, so it would have to be like a higher car situation if we're fucking kidding.
But also, I am kidding. Let's give it.
It's gonna be a while before I feel comfortable getting in a higher car and coming up north there. I don't think the trains are adequate. Yeah, let's wait and see what the Lochdoole rules do. We'll try and do it within the fucking realm of what's decent.
Yeah, but then importantly, it's always important to let the stupid people go first. Let the, you know, the people that are out there in the parks living that life, the ones that are breaking the rules already, let them do it. Let them catch the disease. Let them be the sacrifice to see how bad the second wave is. Then we'll go after that.
It went up today. It was like 400 not a day up from like being in the hundreds. And I reckon that'll be the knock on from VE day. It'll be why it's high now. And there's probably going to be a little knock on from this bank holiday weekend. Who knows? It's unprecedented.
I got too high to write dad jokes, so.
Did you?
Aye.
I've got a couple here that I could hit you with, like, but should I save them? Should we do one without dad jokes?
I think we can. We can save it.
You disappeared there.
We can save it.
We'll save it. I'll just do them on the next one.
Sweet.
Everyone can buy my shows. I'll just plug that. You can buy my shows on my website, kaihumphreys.com/shop, and you can get all three for £10 with the discount code COVID-19. I've also got a book about Daniel that is on Amazon. Go on to your Amazon shop and type in Kai Humphreys and that'll come up. So enjoy my
ways. I may not be doing the day drinking on Friday. I'll just genuinely see how I feel.
So I'll be there knitting if you want to still come and join the knitting.
Sweet.
Right, so maybe see you on Friday. Maybe I won't.
See you then.
Bye.